prayer, sadhana, that's what we learn. But we need to remember that that's on our way, so to speak, and that sadhana in itself can also be performed a bit automatically, mechanically, just as a routine, and even a bit impersonally. But we should remember that this is personalism, which means that what it's all about is to develop our personal relationship to God, to Krishna. And when you have such a personal relationship, then you are okay. And there is nothing more needed than sadhana did what it's supposed to do, and now you are at another stage. And it's not about, oh, look at that person is now Raganuga or whatever, super advanced, I can never be that. But it's that simple principle that Prabhupada even mentions as the principle and rule of all principles and rules, to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And, you know, when you are which is also the purpose, dealing with Krishna personally, as a friend, as a master, as someone who is here, which he is, always with you. And you just remember that, and you always relate to him like that, as a person who's always here with you. And that's what it's all about. And then you are not dependent on sadhana. Now, some devotees, they use that to judge and evaluate, so to speak, other devotees. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you following this and that principle and those, this and that rule and this and that practice? And they think that if you do, if I just follow all of these, I get up there early in the morning, I take my cold shower, I go to that Mangalarti, I say my Gayatri, I chant my Japa 16 rounds at least, I follow the four regulative principles, I listen to that Bhagavatam class, I accept everything that is being said, and then I work for Krishna all day, and for the temple, whatever. I follow my Kadashis, I do this, I do that. I keep that tilak on perfectly according to the rules. Then you are good, then you are a devotee. And some, I think they use that, you know, the more such things a person follows, the better devotee he or she is. But that's not necessarily so. And it's not necessarily so that someone who does not appear to follow all these is a bad devotee or a non-devotee, which it's a very risky thing to presume. So best thing is to just have this understanding, and then, you know, you take care of your own spiritual life, and whether you are on the sadhana platform or another platform, but understanding these and the process, what it's all about, and having respect for other devotees, even though they may not behave or look like the way you are familiar with.